Welcome to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy, and I'm here with Dr. Mark Anderson, Dr. Walter Gammon. We're the authors of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, and the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. Each week on the Staying Young Show, we bring you information that you can use. If you miss a week and you want to share something you heard on a show, go to iTunes.com, search the Staying Young Show, and download all the past shows there for free. Now, today we're talking about health and how it affects hope, integrity, positive attitude, and also how those things affect your health. They do go hand in hand. We have in the studio with us today Tom Ziegler, the CEO of Ziegler Inc. and son of Zig Ziegler, who was arguably the most motivational person ever. Big capital, underline. And I'm here to tell you that apples don't fall far from the tree. So having Tom in with us is really a treat, not only for you, our listeners, but for us here in the studio. Welcome, Tom.
Oh, it's an honor and a privilege to be here.
We're thrilled to have you, Tom.
Glad you're here.
Now, a lot of people I'm sure they want to know about you, and they want to know about what was it like in your childhood. And we always, when we have a guest, we want to bring them on and kind of get to know you, let the listeners get to know you before we get into the meat. So, you know, talk a little bit to us about, you know, your childhood, growing up, your passions. Tell us who you are.
Well, I'm probably the most blessed person you'll ever meet. Growing up in the house with Zig Ziglar is pretty cool. One of my friends said he walks his talk, and he's a pretty good talker. So that says a lot. Dad always loved us first and foremost. We were his number one priority. And, of course, Mom is awesome. So sitting at his knee all these years and learning from him, I can't imagine anything better than that. My passion in college was playing golf. I played golf in school, thought I was going to be a professional. Pursued that for a year, worked with Hank Haney, who many of you know is he coached Tiger Woods for a while, was his golf coach. I like to think I helped Hank, you know, refine his method so that he would
figure out what didn't work.
Yeah.
Okay, that didn't work.
I got good enough to figure out those guys were really good. And I was working at the company at the same time, and I moved into sales, and I fell in love with sales. And so I was really surprised when I decided golf wasn't for me. I thought there would be this huge hole of, oh, no, you know, my dream, my passion went away. And I never felt that because I found something even more fulfilling, and that was working in our company and sharing life-changing principles. There is no greater satisfaction. I know you guys know this because you work with people's health, than giving somebody the inspiration, knowledge, and information that they then take action on, and you see their life transform before your eyes.
Yeah, we see that. Yeah.
I mean,
it's rewarding.
I mean, there's nothing better than that. And so that's what I get to do every day. And I can't imagine anything better than that.
I kind of feel like, you know, as healthcare professionals, we're healers of the body. And what you do is you offer a healing on a whole nother level, because you help by bringing hope and talking about things like integrity and attitude. You bring that whole health thing in spiritual health and mental health and getting yourself in the right place. You bring that to another level. And it's just another service people need. And I'm so glad you're out there doing it, because you can't be healthy with all the things we talk about if you're not in the right place.
That's right. In fact, one of the things that I do at every program that I talk about is our Wheel of Life. And there's seven spokes on the wheel, and I always focus on the three most important, which are the physical, the mental, and the spiritual. And the reason I do that is we know for a fact that life is hard. You're going to get knocked down. I mean, it's only a matter of time. I mean, we've all lost somebody we've loved. We all go through relationship challenges. Maybe your job or career doesn't work out. And physically, if you're not in good shape, sleeping, getting the right kind of nutrition, taking care of yourself, when you get knocked down, you don't have the energy to come back. And so everything goes together. And I tell people, you should do it for yourself. But even more importantly, we have friends and relatives and loved ones who get knocked down. And if we're not in a physical condition to help them when they've got a heavy burden, we're letting them down. So we believe and teach that it all goes together. You can't be super strong in one and weak in another without paying the price somewhere down the road.
Well, I think some people may say, oh, well, that's really easy for Tom Ziegler because, you know, he was raised right there with his dad, always being the cheerleader and picking him up and all that. But like you just mentioned about, you know, golf, you really thought that was the direction you were going. And when, you know, God had other plans for you and you said, you know, it wasn't that depressing because you just knew to go in a different direction. I think this show today is going to be really important for those people that may be at a crossroads in their life and they may think, you know, something's not right, whether it's their health or, like you said, their job or their relationships. So I'm really excited about this hour and about what you bring to the table. And it sounds like you had such a great experience in your childhood with really good parents, but it doesn't always have to be that you have the perfect childhood, because some of this is about overcoming those obstacles and not reliving that past stuff. So if you're a listener and you're struggling, no matter what your circumstances are, this is a message that you definitely need to hear. Don't change the station because this is really important. You're going to want to go on iTunes. You're going to want to send this to your friends. It's a great message. So before we go to a commercial break, what would you say for you, Tom? What would you say your biggest strength comes from? Where does it come from?
Well, it comes from my faith. You know, I learned from Dad that I don't have all the answers. Dad didn't have all the answers. The world doesn't have all the answers. I mean, if it did, there would be perfect people living perfect lives. And so because I have a faith in God and I know that I can count on him regardless of my circumstances, it gives me that confidence just to keep moving forward, keep trying, keep doing the best that I can. And I've had people role model that for me. But I'll share something when we come back from the break about Dad that'll give everybody hope, because he didn't have a role model.
Oh, that's interesting. See, I didn't know that. I didn't know his history. So that's going to be really fascinating to kind of get a little insight on that. For our listeners, we got to go to a short break, but if you haven't been to the website emtexas.com, be sure to go there. But stay tuned, because when we come back, we're going to talk about hope and health. What do they have in common? Do you need both of them to have the other one? You do. You're listening to Staying Young Show. Don't go away. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare. And they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. You can start feeling the effects of hormone changes as early as 30 years of age. And if you're a man or a woman with symptoms of fatigue, loss of stamina, lack of concentration, or a dwindling sex drive, then you may be the perfect candidate for bioidentical hormone therapy. Forget the shots or messy creams. At Executive Medicine of Texas, we offer Bio-T bioidentical hormone therapy pellets that are more effective and more convenient. If you're ready to get back to a more youthful version of you, call us today at 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. Again, that's 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. You can have an increased sex drive, more stamina, and a leaner version of you. Just call 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you to advice on sex and your health. The book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300, or visit stayyoungvitamins.com. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of executive medicine of Texas. If you're just tuning in, every segment of the show is featured on iTunes as a free download. Just go to iTunes.com, search the Staying Young Show. And today we're thrilled to have Tom Ziegler in the studio with us. And the entire hour is devoted to hope, integrity, positive thinking, and how those things affect your health. Now, when we went to a break, Tom, you said that you wanted to share a story about your dad. We were talking about how, you know, you had grown up in such a really good environment in your childhood. And then you said, and I had mentioned, you know, it's not the case for a lot of people. So you said you want to share something about your dad, Zig Ziglar, and his childhood.
Right. So I said dad didn't have a role model. That's not altogether true. His mother was an incredible role model. But what most people don't know is that dad's father died when he was five. And he was, dad was the 10th of 12 children. And there were five kids too young to work at that point in the family. And this was in the heart of the Great Depression. Dad actually started selling peanuts on the corner when he was 6 years old. So they were, I found out only a few years ago that they were considered the second poorest family in Yazoo City, Mississippi. So think of the Great Depression, think of Mississippi, think of Yazoo City, Mississippi, and you'd lose your dad. And so what that really means is that dad came to a point in his life when he knew that he wanted to be the best father he could be and the best husband he could be. But he didn't have a dad to role model that for him. Yet I would challenge anyone to find a better husband or father than my father was. And the reason he was able to make that is he made that decision, and then he started reading and talking to experts in the field like crazy. I bet he read literally hundreds of books on marriage and parenting. And, of course, he spent hundreds and thousands of hours in the Bible. And so wherever you are in your situation of hope, whatever background you come out of, if it's a broken relationship or a tough environment, right now you can make that decision to become the kind of person you want to be. And that's because I saw my dad do it. He's an example of that.
That's a tremendous story. Thank you for sharing that with us. You know, hope is so important in the medical field. If someone has a chronic illness, a cancer, or they have to go through a tough treatment, if they don't have hope, it's just a fact they don't do as well. They die earlier. They have more complications. There's been stories of people with cancer that had such tremendous hope and positive attitudes that they were able to conquer their cancer. So hope is so important. Many religions are based on hope. I remember John Paul II, when he made a tour of North America, he called it the trip of hope. Hope is what everybody needs, a hope for the future, hope for themselves. So, Tom, how do you help people get motivated to be hopeful?
Well, there's a great question that I heard Dad ask many times, and he'd start his seminars off this way. He would come out on stage, and he'd tell a funny, and then he would say, okay, I have a question for you. How many of you here today believe that you can do something in your personal life, your family life, or your business life in the next 2 weeks that would make things worse? Can I see your hands? Of course, everybody laughs because they can't believe Zig Ziglar said that. And then he would turn right around and say, okay, how many of you here believe you can do something in your personal business or family lives that would make things better? And everybody raises their hands. And what he really did at that point is he put in everybody's mind, without them even realizing, that they have the power to make things better or worse, and the choice is theirs. And when you know that you have the power to make things better or worse, that gives you hope. Hopeless people don't take action. Hopeless people just assume there's nothing they can do, so why bother? Somebody with hope, though, they take action. And that's the difference. That's the power. Is you've got to – there's a huge shortage of hope right now. I mean, that is the number one thing that people need. When people have hope, they take action. When people take action, results happen.
Well, that kind of reminds me of – we had a show. I have a dear friend. She's become a great friend of ours. Her name's Lucille Fleming. She is 100 years old in 7 months. And we got to know her when we're working on our new book, which is out the end of March, called Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Healthy, Happy, and Wise. But what is so wonderful about Lucille is every time I go to see her, she's laid out her clothes on the end of her bed for the next day. And I think that is such a great...
She's just hoping she gets up the next morning. That's her hope.
She has hope. She knows I'm going to wake up tomorrow. So I'm going to pick out my clothes, and I'm going to have them out. And that has just been so inspirational, just that simple act. But I love that she does that, and I love that she just has hope that tomorrow is just another day.
That's right.
So I love that story.
Well, and in interviewing all those folks, you also found that that was not a unique characteristic to her. There was actually a lot of them that have that same routine. And so, you know, that may be a simple little act that you can do every day to get your day started right.
Right. And another one of the ladies that we interviewed, she goes to the gym 3 times a week, doesn't use the weights, but uses the machines. And she does all the machines in the line with, you know, without adding the weights, because she wants to keep good muscle. She's over 100. There are people at 50 go, what's the point?
Right.
But I love that. And I think that in itself is hope. They know they're going to be around. They're hoping for a brighter future, a healthier body. And so they take those actions, like you said, just like how you said Zig said, you know, raise your hand if there's something you can do. They're action things.
That's right. John Maxwell says, when there's hope in the future, there's power in the present. And so if you want to have somebody to have power in the present, you've got to show them hope in the future.
Now, conversely, for those people who feel hopeless, it's very important to get your health checked out, because that feeling of hopelessness could be due to a medical condition. It could be something as simple as vitamin deficiencies. It could be a hormone deficiency. It could be a thyroid disorder. There's a whole host of things that could make you feel hopeless. And of course, then it's a downward spiral from there. So very important. You feel hopeless. You can't get yourself motivated to have hope. You better get checked out. Something could be affecting you.
In a good checkout. I mean, don't just go in for that 5-minute thing. Get looked at, get these, you know, you mentioned the hormones and the vitamin deficiencies and such. And it goes along with, if you've lost hope in your marriage, you know, I think it's so important for both people in the marriage to take very good physical care of themselves. Because if they don't, and if they end up with one of these issues untreated, they end up losing hope in each other. They end up losing hope in the marriage. Everything spirals downward. And then, you know, 5 years later, they say, hey, I can't believe they're remarried and they have such a great marriage. They were a terrible husband or wife when they were married to me. Well, a lot of times that's because after they go through the divorce, they go see a doctor. They're like, something's wrong with me. I guess it wasn't him or her because I still hate my life. They get straightened out, and then they get those things taken care of. So I think this is a really important point to make. And I know, Dr. Anderson, you've seen this in people that come in, a lot of times it may be the husband and wife come in together and get these half-day physicals, and they have complaints about each other, and then it ends up being a medical issue.
It could be a medical issue. It oftentimes is. I mean, I have a couple now that they have a very good relationship and very loving, but lack of intimacy. And it's a bigger problem for the wife than it is for the husband. And, you know, we've done his physical. We know one thing that he's down on is he's low on his testosterone and just doesn't have that drive, but he's happy and comfortable in the way the relationship is. And she kind of wants it to be a little bit more. And so, you know, it is creating an issue within this couple. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say I'm a big believer in this. I have my blood checked, and I take nutritionals based on that. I've had hands-on doctors. I mean, the last appointment I had, they pulled my socks off to check my toenails to see if I had thyroid. And, you know, it's something that the normal testing doesn't show. So I'm a big believer in follow through on those kind of doctor relationships.
Well, and that's part of success, too. I know you talk, and we're not necessarily talking about success in the business world, but for those of you that may be struggling at work, you know, that you can be motivated all day long, and your brain could go, yeah, I should do this, but your body isn't doing it. And it may be something going on in the body that says, you know what, I know you want to get up and be successful and make 20 sales today or close this deal or whatever, but the body can't follow through with what the brain wants to do. Or maybe it's, you know, the brain says, yeah, I really should be having intimate relationships with my spouse, but body isn't doing it. So you got to get the mind, you got to get the body in order. If you're having, you know, some problems where one's not working out with the other, get checked out, get checked out. And like you said, I love that story about the doctor taking the socks off and looking. You know, you cannot get checked out in 5 or 10 minutes with the doctor having one hand on the door. It just doesn't work. We got to go to a break. If you haven't been to the website, emtexas.com, be sure to go there. There's lots of information about some of the things we've been talking about there, bioidentical hormones, different deficiencies and such. Lots of great information. Of course, you can always call us at the office as well, 817-552-4300. But when we come back, how integrity can improve your sleep and also slow the aging process. You're listening to Staying Young Show. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. You can start feeling the effects of hormone changes as early as 30 years of age. And if you're a man or a woman with symptoms of fatigue, loss of stamina, lack of concentration, or a dwindling sex drive, then you may be the perfect candidate for bioidentical hormone therapy. Forget the shots or messy creams. At Executive Medicine of Texas, we offer BioT bioidentical hormone therapy pellets that are more effective and more convenient. If you're ready to get back to a more youthful version of you, call us today at 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. Again, that's 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. You can have an increased sex drive, more stamina, and a leaner version of you. Just call 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
This is Dr. Mark Anderson of Executive Medicine of Texas, co-host of the Staying Young Show. Do you have a lack of stamina? Has your sex drive decreased? If so, you could have a vitamin or hormone deficiency, and these symptoms should be taken seriously. some centers focus solely on the testosterone deficiency and miss other important factors. The Executive Medicine of Texas Vitality Profile includes a thorough physical exam, extensive lab tests, and a review of personal and family history as we look for sources of your symptoms. Schedule your Vitality Profile at Executive Medicine of Texas today by calling 800-910-3932 or visit us on the web at emtexas.com. Again, 800-910-3932 or visit us at the web, emtexas.com.
Have you had health issues that no one has been able to figure out? Often we see patients that have been from doctor to doctor with no real answers. If you have symptoms such as fatigue, lack of focus, anxiety, or sleeplessness, it may be due to a lack of micronutrients. Science now allows us to look inside the cell to see if you have the proper nutrition your body needs. Schedule your micronutrient testing at emtexas.com or call 1-800-910-EXEC. Get your life back by calling 800-910-3932 and schedule your micronutrient testing today.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. If you're just tuning in, this is the show that you want to hear in its entirety. So go to iTunes, download the rest of the show, send it over to some of your friends. Great show. We're super excited to have Tom Ziegler in with us. And we're talking about all aspects of health and how to improve overall health and live happy and long lives. That's what we do on this show. But today, it's only natural for us to talk about hope, integrity, positive attitude. All these things have to do with health. I know I keep saying them. I keep driving them home. You're not going to find a lot of medical professionals preaching on this to their patients, but they should be. And we're going to talk about why they should be. Let's talk about integrity. And kind of maybe you, Tom, have, maybe each of us have a story about integrity. At what point in our lives we kind of really understood what integrity is? Maybe you have a definition you want to share with the listeners.
One of my favorite pictures at the office is there's a picture of Dad, and he's facing a large crowd. There's probably, it's a stadium, so there's probably 20,000 people in the crowd. And the quote behind it says, "With integrity, you have nothing to fear. Because with integrity, you have nothing to hide." And so many people eat up so much of their life hiding things. You know, they're hoping this won't be found out or that won't be found out. And it starts off as white lies and, you know, little secrets and everything else. And all of a sudden, you're consumed by it. Integrity means you have a totally transparent life. It means that it doesn't matter who looks in. What they see is the real you, and you're proud of it. So one of the byproducts of integrity, or a very similar word to integrity, is the idea of being trustworthy. I was with Seth Godin last week, who's just a marketing genius. He's one of the gurus of our time. And I was interviewing him, and we were talking, and he said that the number one priority in his business and what he does is he tries to scale trust. He doesn't worry about revenue. He doesn't worry about profits. What he worries about and what he focuses on is building as much trust with as many people as possible. And you can only be trustworthy if you have integrity. And it's funny because in Dad's book, Secrets of Closing the Sale, which came out in the 80s, Dad said there's five reasons that people don't buy. No need, no money, no want, no hurry, and no trust. And the biggest of these is trust. So if the number one reason that people won't associate with you, won't buy from you, won't do business with you, is because of lack of trust. And here Seth has built his whole reputation, his whole brand, his whole business on building trust. And think about it. We're in a connection society. It's all about connection. You know, we've got Facebook and social media. That's how we hang out together these days. We won't make a major purchase without talking to our friends. Advertising and those things, you know, they just have little impact. They have a cumulative because we know a brand, but when it's a major life decision, we want to talk to somebody who's experienced it. Most of our business comes through referrals. I'm sure most of your business comes through referrals, people who've seen the benefits. And somebody who trusts you is eager to give a referral. If they don't trust you, they're not eager to give a referral. So integrity and trust go hand in hand.
Yeah, you're right. We have definitely seen that. And sometimes it's, gosh, we end up seeing one guy and we end up seeing everybody he golfs with. Or we see one lady and we see every single lady in her PTA or PTO group. And it's really interesting, the importance of that trust in not just business, but in health. There are unfortunately so many people out in the health industry that have done things, said things, advertised things that have no integrity to them. And it's probably the most frustrating thing is that there are people who need help. They're afraid to reach out and get that help because they've heard the horror stories.
Right.
And so.
Well, my favorite on integrity was always the integrity is doing what's right when nobody's watching. Everybody's probably heard that one. But, you know, and I kind of put that into our practices. You know, we set the whole beginning was what would you want to do for yourself or your family members, right? And so if you treat them like family, as long as you like your family, all right, I guess. Then, but we do that. I mean, you know, Dr. Gammon and I, you know, check each other's labs and, you know, consulting each other and doing the things that we're telling patients to do. I mean, even when it comes to taking the supplements and nutritionals, it's one of those, we tell them to do it, and it's like, I'm not telling you anything that I wouldn't do and that I'm not doing.
Right.
And so I'm not trying to sell you or push you down the road that I wouldn't send somebody I cared about down.
Of course, integrity and trust is especially important in marriages. You know, if a husband and wife can't be completely honest with each other and trust each other and have integrity with each other, it's going to cause a lot of problems. And, of course, that will lead to problems with their health, as it will with anybody. As Tom mentioned, if people don't have integrity and they're constantly hiding things, that causes stress. It causes anxiety, and that's going to affect their health. It's going to affect their eating habits. It's going to affect their blood pressure. It's going to affect so many things. So, Tom, you're absolutely right. If you have integrity, you have nothing to hide.
Yeah,
you can relax.
We're going to be transparent now and tell the kids that about these, you know, their Easter and Christmas. And
no, we're not going to have that much integrity.
But, you know, then they come back later and say, you know.
There are some absolutes, mm-hmm. and we live in a culture that doesn't like absolutes.
And Santa Claus is an absolute.
Yeah. I'll give you an example. Like, there's character qualities that are absolutes. They're truths. My wife, and I travel a lot now, my wife has never once asked me when I got home from a trip, was I relatively faithful? Some things aren't relative. Some things are absolute. And so you can't, when you're building relationships on trust, that's an absolute. Once trust is gone, it's very, very hard to recapture.
I think that's such a good statement. I always tell my kids when they'd say, well, I almost this or I almost that, and I'd say, almost doesn't count except in horseshoes and hand grenades. That's it. But I'm glad, Dr. Anderson, that you brought up the thing about telling your kids, and you kind of brought up things that we say to our kids, because I absolutely had my heart broken by a little girl about 6 years old who was having a conversation with me and saying all about her dog. And then she says, yeah, but we can't tell the guys when they come around the apartment that the dog's ours. We have to tell them the dog's somebody else, or they'll either take the dog or we got to pay a lot of money. And I called that little girl's mom and had a discussion about how we teach integrity to our kids. And I said, I would rather pay your pet deposit than for you to tell your child to lie to another adult. You just can't do it. And I think kids learn integrity from a lot of places, from parents, from teachers. I know the first time I had really experienced that was from a fifth grade teacher who asked me, you know, if you ran a red light and the cop wasn't there, did you still run the red light? And I remembered that. And so I think that was the first time that I actually thought about it. Because
I'll tell you who's out there to keep you honest. It's your mother, you know, and she'll rat you out to your kids. So grandma, you know, comes back and you're worried about, well, I don't want to be a hypocrite and tell the kids not to do this. And then, you know, I did it and, you know, I wrestle with that all the time. But then sure enough, mom will rat me out and say, well, you know what he did when he was 15? He did X, Y, Z. And they're all of a sudden like, oh, well, Dad, thanks, you know.
Yeah. Now, the other thing parents can do to help their kids is to have discussions with them. We had a discussion a few weeks ago in our home with our kids aged 12 and 18, and I posed an ethical dilemma to them, and that was if they saw one of their classmates cheating on an exam, what would they do? And depending on your point of view, we were either disappointed or not, but they all said they wouldn't turn in their friends for cheating. They just absolutely wouldn't. So that ensued a whole sequence of discussions ending up with, well, if they cheat on that exam, they're going to probably cheat later on in life, and they're going to wind up in a lot of trouble. You're not doing them a favor letting them get away with it. So parents, you can come up with your own ethical dilemmas and discuss it with your kids, see how they would do. And, of course, in your own heart, you have to know, how would you do in those situations?
Yeah. I remember my earliest our memory of a Sunday school teacher. We were going to lunch, and I was in his car, and we were following mom and dad. And this is when the tollway was 25 cents. And when he went through the toll booth, the light didn't turn green. It stayed red, even though he'd thrown the quarter in. He got off, turned around, paid toll, got back on, came around and talked to the toll booth attendant. And it wasn't about a quarter. It was about showing me how it's done.
I think that's so good. Another example that came to mind when you talked about that quarter is, parents, I know at some point in time you're going to be with your kids and someone's going to give you more change than you should be getting back. Don't tell your kids that you won the jackpot. Don't tell your kids that was a gift.
Get a lottery ticket.
That's Dr. Anderson, of course. Hey, the website, emtexas.com. That's where you can find more information about a lot of things we talk about. That's also where you can find the Stay Young vitamin line, which is pharmaceutical-grade vitamins. We got to go to a break, but we're going to talk about attitude. Is it time for an adjustment? A checkup from the neck up? Stay tuned. You're listening to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you, to advice on sex and your health. The book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger. And no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit StayYoungTheBook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting StayYoungTheBook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932.
Do you know someone who has suffered a heart attack or has been diagnosed with late-stage cancer? If you are like everyone else, you do. And those people would love the opportunity to turn back time because, in many cases, life-threatening diseases can be prevented if found early. You owe it to yourself and to your family to take that extra step. The Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program is designed to put patients back in the driver's seat. Forget the 10-minute physical and plan on spending half the day discovering your health status and making plans for improvement. Take charge of your health today and call Executive Medicine of Texas at 817-552-4300 or visit the website at emtexas.com. Again, the number is 817-552-4300. 4300. That's 817-552-4300. And on the web at emtexas.com.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that's stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com.
Do you have symptoms that have gone unexplained despite previous evaluations? Sometimes as a physician, our job is to be a detective. Luckily, modern medicine allows us now to see things at even the smallest level, the cellular level. Micronutrient deficiencies can cause various symptoms, everything from fatigue, leg pains, headaches, decreased sexual desire. Call Executive Medicine of Texas today at 817-552-4300 and schedule a micronutrient test. Many symptoms can be explained by these nutritional deficiencies. You can also find a chart that details the different deficiencies and the common symptoms associated with those on our website at emtexas.com. That number again at Executive Medicine of Texas, 817-552-4300. Again, you're welcome to visit us on our website, emtexas.com.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy, and I'm here with Dr. Mark Anderson and Dr. Walter Gammon, the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. You can visit us on the web at emtexas.com or download past shows by going to iTunes and searching The Staying Young Show. Now, this whole hour has been about integrity, attitude, about all the things that go in hope, all the things that go into health and living a long and happy life. We've got in with us today Tom Ziegler, who's the son of Zig Ziegler and also just a wonderful motivator himself. Like I said earlier, apples don't fall far from the tree. But so excited about this show. If you just tuned in, go down and download the rest of the show. Share it with people that you know and you love, because it's really good. Now, during the break, Tom, you started a story with us, and I thought, you know what? We need to talk about that on the air. So share that with the listeners.
All right. Well, for those of you who've known me for a long time, you remember me when I was a larger version of myself. From the time I was about 3 or 4 until I was about 40, I was anywhere, actually about 42, I was anywhere from 30 to 80 pounds overweight. I'm one of these people who's blessed with a body that retains anything that has wheat in it. Pasta, bread, all that stuff. I have Maggiano's from 1995 in my body. I'm convinced of it. And so I was doing my morning devotional one day, and I was, you know, just praying, and all of a sudden this thought, and it came to me, and it said, well, why don't you eat pure? And so I had to come up with the definition of eating pure. And what I came up with was food the way God made it. No preservatives, no chemicals, no processing. And that pretty much puts you into, you know, fruits and vegetables and organic meat when you can get it and those kind of things. Well, I lost 80 pounds in less than a year. And I was never hungry, never counting calories. I just ate what was pure. And then I stayed on it for 3.5 years. I mean, I didn't have dessert for 3.5 years. So I was like a madman. So over 4 years, and then something happened. I don't know what it was, but I was walking by and a cupcake spoke to me and it was good. And then I never went back to the way I was, but I was having a piece of pizza every now and then. I was doing things that were contrary to everything that I'd lived for over 4 years. And, my body's an excellent at converting that stuff into lard, so to speak. So I put on a pound, pound and a half a month for about a year and a half. And 5 months ago, I said, you know what, I'm going to get serious again. And so I read a book called Wheat Belly, and I read The Yeast-Free Diet, and I started reading articles. And I haven't had wheat since that time. And my weight's coming right back down. I'm eating pure again. And so I'm sitting in my room, and I'm trying to figure out what's the difference. You know, how can I go almost 40 years with trying every diet and not having any success, and then 4 years of just being in great health, and then all of a sudden for 18 months, it's like I wander off. And then I come back. And now, and for those 4 years, I didn't even want the bad stuff. And for these last 5 months, I haven't even wanted the bad stuff. And I figured it out. You see, for 4 years, I was a heat-seeking missile, reading and listening to every piece of information I could on how to live a healthy life. What's the right food to eat? What are the right nutritionals to take? Every day was consumed with, you know, articles would come across on the internet, and I would watch a news show, and I'd hear a radio show like you guys have, and I would just, you know, that's what I wanted. And then for whatever reason, my mind shifted, and for 18 months, that wasn't the priority. It's not that I disbelieved it. It's just that that wasn't a priority for me to put into my mind. And then 5 months ago, I've just been on a quest again to learn new things. And so here was the revelation. What you feed your mind determines your appetite.
I love it. That is awesome.
And it's literal. What you feed your mind determines your appetite. And if there's some listeners who are a little confused on that, let me put it clear. Imagine you have a 16-year-old daughter, and her 18-year-old boyfriend pulls up in his Camaro, waiting outside in front of your house. And for 45 minutes before he comes inside, all he does is he gets his iPad out, and he surfs porn sites for 45 minutes before he picks up your beautiful, pure 16-year-old daughter. What you feed your mind determines your appetite. That's as simple as I can make it.
That's great. That's heavy stuff and so, so important. And I think you have just probably made half the people driving in their car pull over and think. And that is such...
Especially the ones that just went through the fast food line. Because now they're sitting
like, great.
They're looking at the Big Mac on okay.
I have a weight loss tip on fast food.
All right.
This is awesome. So anytime there's like processed food that you eat, you know, like when you get a cold and you get sick and all, you know, you fight that sickness and you create mucus in your body. In your nasal passage and everything else. Well, when you eat processed food, it's like toxic, and your body has to fight. It doesn't know what to do with it. And did you know that almost every cell in your body can store mucus? And so when you eat that stuff, you're actually eating what becomes mucus. And so just take a mental picture that eating that Twinkie is just the same as eating that thing that we won't talk about.
Big glob of snot.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah,
that'll kill your appetite. It's great. It's free. Doesn't cost anything.
Well, I have other images when I see the fast food that, you know, do people own mirrors in their house is one of them.
That's my other trick.
Yeah.
Before you go to the buffet, you strip down naked and jump up in front and down in the mirror.
Right.
That'll do it.
If you don't put your eye out, you can still go to the buffet.
Well, when you're talking about this eating pure and all that, I'm just thinking, you are so speaking Dr. Anderson's language. I mean, I see what he eats because, you know, he comes into the office and he just picked up his naked...
My protein shake.
Naked protein shake. I got to be careful. You just picked up his naked. It's a protein shake. It's very good for you because it's basically, isn't it all natural?
It's all natural.
It's all natural.
Natural flavors, no additives.
But I love that. Eat what is pure. We talk all the time about get rid of the artificial sweeteners. Oh, my gosh. That's just like pouring poison down your body. Get rid of the processed carbohydrates. If you've seen the commercial about...
Put it this way. People who go on, you know, these, I say a diet, you know, but change their nutritional patterns like Tom did, none of them ever come back and say, I felt worse. I had to go get a Big Mac. I mean, you know... they're like, you know, and they kind of have similar stories there for a period of time. I always love it. They come in and they say, oh, at church, we're doing this new diet, you know, for a cleanse diet for the whole church. I'm like, oh, God, what are they doing? You know, some kind of coffee bean enemas or some weird stuff. And it's like, you know, like what's in it? It's like, well, we're eating fresh fruits and vegetables and not no processed meats. And I was like, okay, that would be called clean eating. Just kind of stick with that and do it for more than a month. Yeah.
That's right.
And it changes their attitude.
It does. That's right. And let's bring it back to attitude, because we do want to talk about attitude. We only got a few more minutes. But let's talk about how attitude affects your health and attitude in general. You got any great stuff for us, Tom, on attitude?
Yeah. Your attitude, not your aptitude, determines your altitude. That's just one of my favorite Zig quotes. And what it really means is that, you know, we say we believe that a positive attitude won't let you do anything, but it will let you do everything better than a negative attitude will. And so for me, I get excited about what I can eat. I heard a great illustration. If you're a NASCAR race car driver and you're going around the track at nearly 200 miles an hour, your goal, you have to look way around the curve. If you look at the wall, you will hit the wall. And so when it comes to the right attitude, pure living, pure eating, you don't focus on what you can eat. You focus on what you can. You focus on the standard. And so with an attitude, you have to have that attitude every morning of, you know, what's today going to bring? What cool things. And if your day gets interrupted, I've seen it happen to Dad over and over again. It was like, awesome. You know, what am I going to learn now? Which is, he decided to have that attitude before he went to bed the night before. In other words, attitude is a choice. And so what we put into our mind, what we feed our mind, is going to determine the attitude that we're going to have, the appetite we're going to have.
So he laid out his attitude along with his clothes the night before.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's all about preparation the night before.
It's a choice. And as soon as you feel your attitude slipping, it's like, you know, just snap your fingers and say stop.
That's right. And when you wake up in the morning, don't say, good Lord, it's morning. Say, good morning, Lord, right?
That's right. Amen.
It's all about how you wake up and what mindset you're in. We just had a great time with Tom Ziegler today, and I'm sure you guys did too. You've been listening to the Staying Young Show, the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. You can get more information on Executive Medicine of Texas by going to EMTexas, that's EMTexas spelled out, .com. And be sure to join us right here on the Staying Young Show as we bring you information that you can use. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. You can start feeling the effects of hormone changes as early as 30 years of age. And if you're a man or a woman with symptoms of fatigue, loss of stamina, lack of concentration, or a dwindling sex drive, then you may be the perfect candidate for bioidentical hormone therapy. Forget the shots or messy creams. At Executive Medicine of Texas, we offer BioT bioidentical hormone therapy pellets that are more effective and more convenient. If you're ready to get back to a more youthful version of you, call us today at 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. Again, that's 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. You can have an increased sex drive, more stamina, and a leaner version of you. Just call 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you to advice on sex and your health. The book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit StayYoungTheBook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting StayYoungTheBook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932.